This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, final hour. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio Network. It is War Now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Those of you out on the left coast, places like Las Vegas, Nevada, KBET, it's an AM station, of course, all the way over here to Montauk, and WJJF, everywhere in between, including St. Louis. Actually, I played for the Cardinals for a couple of years. Some of my friends out in the Cardinal organization, maybe living in Missouri, say hi to them. San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Little Rock, all the places in between. If you're out there and you want to weigh in, love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. A very smart cat who's going to join us at 8:35, Glensel Macy. You will love listening to him. I had him on the first night I was on, filling in for Wayne. He's brilliant. He's as smart as it gets. And we'll talk a little bit about the Supreme Court and some of the other things going on at the bottom of the hour, so stick around for that. But again, we'd love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So before, I got to tell you one quick funny story. So I live in a neighborhood, and I walk my dog multiple times a day. And it's been like a, it was almost 100 degrees today. Now, I don't know where you live. If you're listening, like I said, anywhere across the country, there are, you know, different issues and problems with, you know, insects or animals or what have you. Anyway, I hate bugs. So I get to know me. I don't like bugs. I love animals to death. We'll do anything for animals. Anything for our four-legged friends, bears, coyotes, wolves, elephants. I'm all in. All right? Constantly. Bugs, hate them. Right? So I walk my dog multiple times a day. I walk him early in the morning, then I walk him when I get home, and then I walk him at night so people see me, say hi, whatever. Well, because where I live is sort of in a very wooded area, and there's like a mile neighborhood, mile around the neighborhood, you know, that's like a mile loop that I take the dog on. There's this infestation of these, I don't know if you know what they are, but deer flies or horse flies, everybody knows. They're the big giant flies, and they have these bone crushing bite, right? The deer flies are worse because a deer fly, if he doesn't get you on the first try, will follow you. Like a horse fly sort of goes for you and then disappears. A deer fly will literally follow you for a mile if he can. So I've been wearing these hoods, like sweatshirts with hoods. So today I'm out walking around. It's like 100 degrees. It's like 12 noon. And I got this hood on because I'm trying to protect myself from the dive bombing horse flies and deer flies. And literally, as soon as I'll take that hood off, within 10 seconds, I'm bit, right? So anyway, one of my neighbors, who I don't really talk to a lot, he speaks broken English. I think he's Vietnamese. And he was walking his dog. And he's actually an immigrant. He immigrated to this country. He works, you know, he works at, I think, Pfizer. And he comes up to me and he says, and he looks at me and I'm sweating because I got a hood on and a sweatshirt because I just don't want to get bit by these bugs. And he's trying to be nice about it. He says, yeah, it's kind of cooled down a little bit as opposed to yesterday. And I had to explain to him. I said, listen, I wear this. I'm not a psycho killer. I'm not a lunatic. I'm not the lone gunman. I hate getting bit by bugs, so I wear this sweatshirt so I don't get bit. And he's like, oh, okay. So you're not a crazy lunatic. Anyway, that's I thought I'd share that with you because it made me laugh. Let's go out to Robert, who's calling from Las Vegas. And So, sorry, okay, Robert, sorry about that. I'm going to put him back on hold. We'll do that. All right, let's do that. All right. So, anyway, 1-833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255 is the number to call. So now we're ready. Okay, let's go back out to Las Vegas, my favorite city in the whole world. Robert, how are you?
Yes, sir. I just want to bring to everybody's attention, if you look up this guy named Childish Gambino, This Is America, there's a guy that got 300 million views for shooting a guy in the back of the head in a parking lot, and he trashes America, and YouTube has left him up. That has to be taken down. They took down a lot of Trump songs, that's Make America Greatest songs, because they don't like Trump. But so YouTube is ridiculous. But as far as deception with Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg met with Obama a long time ago. Facebook takes all your data, and it ends up, just search for yourself. I invite everybody to search for yourself in California. I found 14 of me. They take our data and use it to persuade the elections electronically in California, which is totally criminal. The next thing is Google. Google, they don't tell you in the contract that they take your name and sell it to advertisers, and they make money off of you every time you sign up for Gmail. It's a lie. It's not free. They take our names, and they make money forever. And I don't want them making money off of my name. And the next thing is Google Voice. They store our voice image in a database, and actually they're recording us without our permission. Google Voice, they keep everybody's data, and they're literally keeping our image without our permission. And Google and YouTube and Facebook is a portal for hackers to just enter into our computers. So I don't use Facebook, and I used to have a Google account, but not anymore. But there's a criminal element in Mark Zuckerberg meeting with Obama and stealing our identities and using it to influence elections in California.
So you don't do any social media, no Facebook, no Twitter, nothing like that?
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope,
so you're off.
Never
now,
signed up to Facebook. No. Nope.
Now how about it? How about your email? Do you have an email?
I have some emails, and then I use a Proton Mail. I use Proton Mail as an encrypted server in Switzerland, and GMX, and some other emails. But the point is that they don't tell you we're going to take your name and make money off of it. They don't tell you that, and then they don't tell you we're going to store your voice and keep it in a database. You know, so. So there needs to be a congressional hearing about what their rights are and have it straightened out, because they can't make a profit off of you without telling you. Then, like I said, the YouTube took down all the conservative songs and music about Trump, a lot of them, just because it talked about Trump. But they left this Childish Gambino, a guy assassinating a guy in a parking lot, up. So it needs to be taken care of.
Well, Robert, Robert, sorry for cutting you off. I thought you were done, but thanks for calling in. I can be honest with you, I never heard of this Childish Gambino. I'll have to look at him during the break. I don't know anything about that. I'm looking at his picture right now, but that name doesn't ring a bell, so I'll have to take a look at that, and I apologize for not knowing that. I will say this. So when you sign up for Gmail, when you say yes to you're accepting those terms, well, you're saying yes to accepting their terms. That's where they get you. And here's another thing that is happening, and I actually did it. I did it maybe about a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago. Those of you out there who are using these DNA scenarios, like the 23andMe or something like that, or Ancestry.com, remember, you're sending them your DNA, right? I didn't even think about it. Well, here's what happened. I bought it from my parents. And my mom, because I wanted to see where they wanted to see, they always talk about where they're from, and there's an argument in the family as to where my mother's side is actually from, so I got them an ancestry. And they just never did it. So what ended up happening is me and my brother ended up doing it, and I didn't even think about it afterwards. I wish I hadn't sent it, but I did send them my DNA, so now my DNA with them is on file. And I don't know why, what made me think that was okay to do that. Now, I think back on that and say to myself, man, that's a heck of a lot of data they have on me now, certainly, to share with whoever they want to share with. They literally have my DNA. Now, my results from them were less than spectacular. In fact, if I remember correctly, I was 30%, 33% Italian, 8% something else, and the rest was uncertain. I forget the exact word they used. But it was a total bogus reading for me, so I was underwhelmed by the response. For that, I didn't get any real answers for anything, because maybe I'm kind of a mutt. We don't really know exactly what I am. We have an idea, but we're not 100% sure, and I guess the Ancestry folks sort of bore that out. But I don't know, think twice. Those of you out there who are fearful of losing a password or losing your identity, losing your name, or losing your voice, for God's sake, think about the next step, losing your DNA. It might be something a lot of folks out. Listen, I'm not trying to squash that business. I mean, you can get a lot of useful, fun information out of that. But if you're on the side of erring on the side of caution and you don't want them to have all that info about you, then I think twice about sending this spit cup filled with your stuff to one of those places, because, you know, in the long run, they get it all. They get, you know, they get everything about you and then some when it comes to all of that. All right, it's almost time for us to take a break. On a different scenario, different sort of level. Did you see, is Steven Seagal now is he an ambassador to Russia? Did I read that right? Steven Seagal now has been appointed a special representative on the U.S.-Russian humanitarian ties. I mean, I like Steven Seagal. His movies were fun back in the day. I mean, his politics, I don't know about his politics, but man, I don't know too much about him, but Steven Seagal now is the guy. Yeah, so that means the fate of the Russian, sort of, the fate with Russia lies in the hands of Steven Seagal, and the fate of North Korea lies in the hands of Dennis Rodman? All right, let me just throw that story away. It's 17 minutes after hour 3. I can't believe we're almost done. Man, all right. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You want to call in? I'm here. Love to hear from you. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. It's War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
This segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss Wave. I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you haven't guessed by now, that's what WAR stands for, Wayne Allen Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up! Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few bucks. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462, 800-235-1462. Do it today. Write this number down, 800-235-1462. All right, thank you for sponsoring. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root, WAR Now. I'm just taking a couple days off here in the middle of summer, and I will be back with you again on Wednesday. I look forward to it. In the meantime, Lee Elsie is guest hosting. You take good care of him.
Was he laughing, you think, at the beginning of this, Wayne? Was he laughing at my bug story? There's a good possibility of that. Anyway, it's USA Radio Network, WAR Now. I laugh at it. I'm sorry, I hate bugs. What can I tell you? 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you. We got a few more minutes left before we got to take the bottom of the hour break. When we come back from that break, we'll have a provost over at Bryant University. The provost means that he's the top of the food chain over at Bryant University. He will join us to talk about things going on Supreme Court-wise. guys, I got to ask him a few questions about this whole Russia scenario and the ramifications of this. We'll get into all of that with Glenn Slomacy. He's also a great author. His book is was flying off the shelves back when he wrote it, The National Security Court System, by 4 or 5 years ago, I think he wrote that. So we can talk a little bit about that after the bottom of the hour. A couple things, though. I wanted to get into immigration, but we just don't have time to get into all the stuff that I wanted to get into tonight. But did you see where they put out a hit on a dog? Did you see that poor dog? Did you see the story? I don't know if you saw the story. I got to find it here. There it is. So the Colombian cartel puts out a $70,000 hit on a cocaine-busting police canine. Talk about the lowest. By the way, anybody who... No, forget it. I don't want to get down that rabbit hole right now, but talk about the lowest form of humanity, putting out a hit on a dog because he can sniff cocaine better than any other dog. And apparently, at least what was good is that the Colombian's most feared criminal organization put the hit out on Samba, a six-year-old pooch who recently sniffed out nearly 10 tons of cocaine in two separate busts. So instead of putting this poor doggy back out on the front lines, they pulled her back for her own safety, and she's got desk duty. So that's good. So they protected her a little bit and put her back on desk duty. Can you imagine how low life gets? Got to be to put on a hit on a dog. Let's see. Two elderly men escaped from their nursing home to go to the world's biggest heavy metal festival. This happened in Germany. So the two guys got out of the home and off they went to the Headbangers Ball. Do you remember the Headbangers Ball back in the day? You guys remember that? Late at night. Do you remember, like, late at night they used to have 12 midnight? I remember used having to work radio. All different shifts. And when I first started, you know, we had a little black and white television in the studio, and, you know, we played from carts, and you guys probably don't understand what that means, but not that that matters. But at midnight, sometimes they used to have the Headbangers Ball where they played all the hot heavy metal songs, like from Quiet Riot and all those different big hair metal band days. Anyway, one other thing before we run out of time. Let's say I could send you back to high school, right? And you got back to high school. If there was one subject that you would pay more attention to, if I gave you a second chance to sort of relive high school and you had to pay attention to one subject, what would it be? Well, apparently, there's a new survey out that found that math is the number one subject that people would pay more attention to. 31% said they wish they paid more attention to math. 26% said they actually wish they learned a foreign language. I wish I spoke a foreign language, a couple of them. I think that's kind of cool. 23% wish they spent more time in science. English was 15%. Social studies, 14. Music, 9. And those gym rats out there, only 8% of you wish you spent more time in gym. I picked the ball. I picked up the weight. I dropped the weight. I pick up the weight. I put the weight down. All right, we're going to come back. Glenn Slomacy, The National Security Court System. He wrote that book. He's a tremendous scholar, smartest guy I know. We're going to talk to him about some of the things going on, not only with the Supreme Court, but we'll also talk to him about things going on with Russiagate, Donald Trump, and all that. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on War Now.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now.
USA Radio News. Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke out against a federal judge who ordered the Obama-era DACA program to be put back into place, saying it was improper and vowed to keep up enforcing his efforts against illegal immigration. The search continues for 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts. The reward in the case is now up to $260,000, and Molly's dad says the longer this goes on, the more he holds out hope that she's alive.
The longer we go without finding Molly, the longer we go without finding Molly's body, the more hopeful we are that she's alive somewhere and going through something that she can survive.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 40 points to close the day at 25,503. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, I am back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network, War Now, from stations across the country, including Oklahoma City and St. Louis, and, of course, down in Long Island. We have our friends out in Long Island, out to Las Vegas, everywhere in between. Can't thank everybody enough for being a part of the show. And, by the way, if you want to call in and ask my next guest a question, be happy to patch you into him. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And this gentleman was kind enough to come on the first night I filled in for Wayne Allen Root. He is, in all honesty, one of the smartest guys I know, the provost over at Bryant University. His career is unmatched. I mean, a Naval War College. He's taught humanities at Coast Guard Academy, just nonstop great stuff from Glenzel Macy. He's also an author of The National Security Court System, which was incredibly successful. Glenn, good evening, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mr. Elsie. Thanks for having me on.
So listen, a couple things. I got to get to a bunch of different things, and I know you maybe want to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court before we wrap it up. But a couple folks have been asking me over and over again about the definition of collusion law, the legal definition, if you will, and what that all means to the president and how that affects what's happening. So, can you first of all break down what like the collusion aspect of it and what it means to Donald Trump?
Well, it depends. I mean, there could even be, it's a great question, Lee, and it's one that I think is misunderstood and misrepresented by our liberal friends in the liberal news media almost on a nightly basis. Because the actual reality of having a collusion is undefined in many places. I mean, it has to be something that is not necessarily something that you hear every day, that's in statute, that's somewhere imbibed in the Constitution. Essentially, it's a conspiracy to engage in actions colluding. Collusion, by definition, would be working with, alongside, cooperating with the Russians. Now, that in of itself, you would hope that everyone is involved in working together as a president with other nations. This is during the campaign where they actually started to say that the allegations were such that he had conspired, if you will, or colluded with Russian operatives to gain information on an opposition political candidate, and that should be investigated. Well, that hasn't been even mentioned as, we have Paul Manafort going to trial. We know that there were other crimes that arguably been committed, like the FISA warrant that was obtained completely erroneously, illegally, impossibly imperfect. I mean, it's beyond what I could imagine, Lee. So I think the discussion is generally, if for people to understand what is NISA collusion, it's collusion with the Russians, cooperating with the Russians for an illicit purpose to gain something during the election campaign. So I would, to try to break it down in what a layman's term would be, is cooperating or conspiring with another entity, in this case the Russian government or Russian agents, to actively benefit his campaign. So not only there could be actions, the fact that somebody met with an operative could be the case, they still would have to prove in court, beyond a reasonable doubt, that somehow a crime was committed, there was mens rea, there was intent, criminal intent at the beginning when they met with someone to find information that would somehow benefit the campaign. Very, very difficult to prove in a court of law.
All right, so but you can sit down, though, legally, you can sit down with agents from a foreign government? That's not illegal?
That in of itself is illegal.
It's it is.
And I think, no question, I think sitting down and engaged, that, but you'd have to prove that there was, you knew that they were agents, that they were there for that purpose, that they were delivering information to you. You could basically conspire against your own government, but it's against your own policies. Of course,
right,
that would be considered illegal. I think we all know that. But if they sat down with people who came who might have been representatives of the media or were other members of the Russian oligarchy, hierarchy, or in their business operations, and they were going to be involved in some other capacity or wanted to give you some information, that's probably okay. I think we have to drill down. It's a very, very difficult thing to prove.
So
my concern, Lee, excuse me, gosh, our listeners should be furious We've been doing this for a year and a half. Everyone's tired of it. They show that. Where's the investigation of the FISA warrant that was given? What happened to Ambassador Powers and to Susan Rice? Leaks. Remember that? We forget. Yeah. There's so many possible indices of crimes that have been committed against the Trump administration, against the Trump campaign, that no one's even mentioning them anymore. It's horrifying. We should be focusing on those hiring special counsels to look at those allegations and the Clinton Foundation. We can start naming a whole list, Mr. Ellison.
Let me ask you, and we're talking with Glenn Slomacy. He's the author of The National Security Court System, the provost over at Bryant University, and an expert on constitutional law, and always love having him on and getting down to some of the things that maybe some of us don't actually understand. And just real quick, so if you're a businessman, a Russian businessman, this is just a hypothetical. So somebody who's running for president could sit down with them, and that's not technically illegal, right?
Well, I think that it'd be like anything. You have to have some sort of freedom of association. If there was some intent to commit a crime or engage in activity or do something, of course. And secondly, what's gone on beyond just the candidate? They were saying, if you remember, Attorney General Sessions recused himself simply because at an event he was at the same place as the ambassador, a government official, not a business official, the ambassador to Russia at an event that was understood attended by 100 people. But he was in the same room with him. That's why he recused himself. So there are some, people go out of their way to be overly hyper-conscious of these sorts of potential allegations coming, which are really often more exaggerated than actually grounded in substance.
How much faith have you lost in the FISA warrant system? How much faith is gone?
It's great. I mean, Andy McCarthy, my buddy over at National Review and somebody I've written articles with, puts it correctly. Andy and I both say that we've been staunch defenders, and Lee, I've been a defender of the whole FISA process. It's sacred to me.
Right.
I'm horrified. We all should be. This is clearly a political, unverified, unsubstantiated claims that went before a secret court to spy not just on any citizen, which clearly might be going on now as well, but on an actual political presidential candidate's campaign and members of his campaign. I mean, that is so outrageous to me, so far removed, sounds so political. Literally, we should be writing a movie about it, and it probably will be, because it's absolutely objectionable, probably illegal, and horrifying to anybody that cares about American civil liberties. And I know all of the listeners, of your listeners and Wayne Allen Root's listeners, everyone in the USA right now should be horrified right now. Simply horrified that we were able to get a secret warrant in secret. And Lee, the worst part was it wasn't just once. It has to be updated every few months. And it's been granted by, clearly, we're not having judges that are grounded or understand national security law that are making these decisions. And as you know, I've called for in the past during the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and now during the Trump administration. If we're going to have a FISA court, we need to have national security scholars, somebody with some grounding and background out there to sit as these people that can really make decisions about civil liberties and national security.
We're talking again to Glenn Slomacy, kind enough, provost at Bryant University, 31 years in the armed forces, an expert in national security, and has appeared in numerous media outlets, and again, talking, whether it be on Fox News or CNN, about different issues. So, eventually, there's got to be a conclusion to this Mueller probe. I mean, we've got to get to the end, right? Somewhere along the line.
I think the American people are screaming for that end, Lee. I bet for most of your listeners are, too.
There's got to be something here. It's got to be more than a fishing expedition. I mean, they could find out anything about anybody if they dug deep enough. Parking tickets and speeding tickets. It's a horror show. So where does it end, Glenn?
Well, I think the reality is, and it's a politically sensitive discussion to say that the president or the attorney general should be saying, let's stop. It really is in the ball court of the associate, the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, should be saying enough's enough. He should be seeing this as being, we've done enough, there has to be some finality to this, or it will be never ending, and as the danger with the statute, once you appoint the special prosecutor, you wind up giving them this, huge leash. But even at that, the check on him is Rod Rosenstein. And unfortunately, we've seen Rod Rosenstein not. Rod Rosenstein has not checked this investigation. He's allowed him to go beyond the scope of what you had started the show off with, or this segment with. What Was there collusion between President Trump and the Russian government? And if so, did it impact the election? Now we've got Paul Manafort in court. We've got other people that are completely vindicated, but their lives have already been destroyed because they're put out as being somehow terribly involved in these things. Carter Page, they come out, oh, well, we made a mistake about that, or he really didn't do anything. He just was talking to, as you say, talking to Russian businessmen. Well, wait a second. And the Paul Manafort has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This is a business. He was a businessman and was involved in potentially illegal activities, we don't know whether or not, but it has nothing to do with Russian collusion with the campaign. He happened to be a campaign manager after the fact, not while he was campaign manager that these actions took place. So it's all smoke and mirrors, and you see that there seems to be a shift. They're looking for other things, and now it's obstruction of justice, or as you said, it could be anything, parking tickets, obstruction of justice, perjury. They're going to
Well, what would obstruction of justice be? Give me an example.
They could say it could be preventing witnesses from going, having surrogates go to witnesses or potential witnesses and having them be pushed aside or in other ways not allowed to progress or speak to investigators.
Well, listen, Glenn, do you have a couple extra minutes? I know you're a busy man, but
I'm
curious.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm going to do a break.
Yeah, we got to go to a break, so can you come back? Can you wait through the break?
Yep, I'll be
all right.
Here.
Be fantastic. So Glenn Sulmasy will continue. We'll continue the conversation. I have a couple more questions for him for sure when we come back. Provost over at Bryant University, military great. We'll get to him in just a couple seconds. Don't forget, you can always call in 833-WAR-TALK if you've got a question. If I miss something, 833-927-8255. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow is giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable. Comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to mypillow.com, click on the buy one get one free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the buy one get one offer. That's mypillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. 8 minutes to go until we wrap it up. Actually, a little less than that. But I want to thank everybody, including Chris, for doing a great job pushing all the buttons, making it all go. And Mark, of course, on our end. And everybody over at the USA Radio Network and War Now and Wayne Allen Root for giving us this opportunity to have some fun with you from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock East Coast, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock West Coast. My good friend Glenn Slomacy, provost over at Bryant University and a career military vet, is joining us. And just an absolute fantastic scholar, author, etc. And I get a chance to talk to him every once in a while, so I'm happy he can join us tonight. Just a couple more questions, Glenn. I know you're out of time. I know your son, who is a lifetime NRA member, he's 4 years old, right? So I had to steal that line.
He's 4 years old, he's a lifetime membership to the NRA. We're
proud. All right, listen, I want to ask you a couple of questions because we only have like 3 or 4 minutes left. So,
yes.
When, if ever, will Mueller be, let's say, well, can we say he's engaged in misconduct? Give me your background on that.
That's great. I mean, these are questions that I think that should be being asked by a legitimate news media. The mainstream media is not covering. If we had an independent counsel indicting and going after charges that are outside the scope of the investigation, they'd be calling for his removal. Bob Mueller is a great man, and regardless of what's taking place or how it's going, he's well-respected, well-regarded. His expertise is well-known. But I do think that, if someone's given free rein, they're going to go about and find anything that can be out there. There has to be some limit to where he's going. So I think there could be, but I think the argument still, as I went in the earlier in the segment, is that we really need the Deputy Attorney General to step in and rein this in, which he has not done, which I believe Attorney General Sessions, if he hadn't recused himself, would have done by now.
How about Obama's team getting away with all the leaks from Susan Rice, et cetera? Your thoughts
on that? Oh, great point. You know, when you start looking at what took place, there are so many things, Lee. There are so many activities that have taken place, and we could list these for hours, that took place in the previous administration. Just the fact we spoke shortly, a few minutes ago, about the FISA warrant application. Clearly a political effort. We know now from some of these FBI agents that has to be explored and investigated. Were they using FBI agents, using the FISA process to prevent, or as two of the agents, as you know, the two that were involved in the affair, said that they were using that to stop Trump? We'll stop him. We'll prevent him. I'll stop him. I mean, this is outrageous behavior. The leaks from Ambassador Rice, Ambassador Powers, these are things that have kind of circled by and gone by. No one even talks about them. I really believe at times there's so many things out there, so many things coming our way that we haven't had a chance to look at. If we're going to be fair, which we should be, and just, which is, I think, the American way, it shouldn't just be the collusion charge. It has to be the FISA application process. It has to be the Clinton Foundation. It has to be the Clinton tapes and the whole Comey debacle. It has to be that, just out of fairness. I mean, I don't know how anyone, who is or is not in support of Trump or was in support of Hillary Clinton, it's just the American way. And I think the listeners know that. It's fair. It's fundamentally fair to investigate all aspects of it. And Lee, I got to tell you, I hear dead silence on the line.
Right.
On the other investigation, I hear about collusion that
sure.
You're talking about, and I see no collusion. I hear about the collusion, which sounds, as you asked me at the beginning, what is that? It just sounds like this terribly evil activity, this terrible thing that's taking place, but I haven't heard any evidence.
Right.
And I haven't heard that Trump went out and sought Russian help. Of course not. And, I think any of us, if we knew that was taking place, would be horrified, but we haven't seen any, and this is what, almost 2 years later. 2 years. I mean, when is this going to end, when we have to have some limits to an investigation that's out of control?
Glenn Tomasi is with us in the last 90 seconds or so. Just change gears completely with your military background. This whole thing with the drones down in Venezuela, is that a hit job on our point? What do you think?
I think the key for us to recognize, I would look at it, Lee, I don't know that, I doubt it. I think that's something that we're concerned about, and we all should be concerned about it. Stadiums, at events, at power grids. This swarming effect, you can put out 50 at one time, you can use GPS to target, you can use facial recognition within the drone to determine if they wanted to get Glenn Flamacy within a group of 50 people at an event at a Patriots game, and they were going after, they could put 50 drones up and have drones dive bomb basically at me until they get picked up. There's really no defense. I think from a security perspective, this will be something that many entrepreneurs and some great minds in America have to come up with a way to prevent these from taking place. Because I think this will be an issue for personal security for famous people like Wayne Allyn Root, like Lee Elsie, like Sean Hannity, or like presidential figures, like the president of Venezuela or the president of the United States. It's scary. Something we have to work on.
Glenn, I can't thank you enough, man. It's always a great pleasure to talk to you, in all seriousness. I know we like to have fun on the air and bust each other's chops a little bit, but it's great having you on. You're one of the smartest guys I know. So I thank you very much for doing this, and hopefully...
You're doing great stuff, Lee, and thanks for having me on, and thanks to Wayne for doing it, and we look forward to seeing everybody on August 25th.
That's right, big birthday party, and Glenn will be there, and I appreciate that, as always. Thank you, sir. Listen, we're out of time, but I want to thank again all the folks over at the USA Radio Network, all the great listeners out there. Couldn't do it without you guys. And again, tomorrow night, I'll be right here tomorrow night. An interesting show. I'll have James Hearson, who will, again, talk about Hollywood. Eric Bowling is going to join me tomorrow night. And Robert Davi is going to call in as well. We've got a busy show. You guys have a great night. Until tomorrow, keep listening to USA Radio Network. It's Lee Elsie for Wayne Allyn Root. We'll see you.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an...
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping
shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.